Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And if you are turning on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, you are getting a special treat as we have our version of the G-Bag Nation today with Eric Chiafalo co-hosting Up Until Jerry Jones. Good morning. Welcome to What Do We Owe This?
Good morning. Well, I mean, hey, I got a fun giveaway situation at Lowe's West Dallas 1710 Chalk Hill Road this morning, and I figured, what should I do? Should I wake up and try and beat the traffic, come make the most of my time, hang out with you boys? I don't get to see you that often.
Yeah.
Or I can just sit in traffic until 9 a.m. and roll up to Lowe's and already have my, you know, my heart rate super, super high because I'm frustrated because of the morning rush hour. So, and the 6 a.m. start time was like, you know what? This is doable now.
So this is just about Lowe's. Like in terms of you leaving before
traffic.
Jerry, that's not a protest of the Jerry interview. You
Correct.
Leaving early.
Okay. Yeah, not a protest of the Jerry interview at all. You guys know how much I would love to get
If he interviewed Jerry, he'd be here till G-Bag with his questions. he wouldn't have to go anywhere. So you worked a 5-hour pregame.
At least lunch.
On Sunday.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Then the game with the rain delay. Then the post game. And then, are you working G-Bag today?
I am working G-Bag today.
Whoa! Yeah. Don't forget, also, he had to work G-Bag yesterday, and they only had like half a show because Zach took off. So he had to work a 3-man show, which is very difficult.
My God,
a
lot of heavy lifting
for them to have to do.
What kind of top 10 list about your favorite, like, African animal did you have to come up with or whatever? Yesterday?
I was looking at the national days to try and figure out what I could do. But the good news is Mike McCarthy, being as late as he was to his presser, it kind of bled into that segment, and I didn't have to much worry about it. So that was nice.
And I think, is this our first time hosting together?
Yeah, well, other than a little bit of time in Oxnard, sitting down and hanging in the tent for about an hour
or so.
But yeah, this is really the first big one, so we're making history today.
And we welcome back Peyton Russell, as Bobby Belt did first thing this morning.
You didn't need another day off after working in the fair yesterday, and just, you look really exhausted.
Man, I only got, I think, 6 hours of sleep last night. You know, I was up here till 1:30 with Eric last, you know, on Monday morning. So, you know, it was a tragedy, but no, I'm glad to be back.
But we found out someone else was here that same time period, was here just as late, and Chris Strong still came in and worked. He worked your shift after working the same hours?
Chris, Chris didn't come in. Chris stayed.
I said, I don't make the schedule, you know, so I don't know.
You requested off.
I did. And if you want, to take out your calendars, I have a couple other days that I'll be taking off as well.
Something has happened over the past 72 hours with him. Like, he's a little more feisty. He's a little bit more opinionated. Are we seeing real Peyton come out? He was hiding in the weeds.
Feeling his oats. Is that what he's saying?
Something has happened. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's very mouthy in the text, very mouthy on the air. He and Choppy are like one in the same now on all sort of takes in our text chain. Yeah. They're like, I think they're doing a coordinated bit where they're taking the same takes on everything.
What it is he's the only text that I can only see Sean in his text. I can't see yours.
Why can't you see mine? You should update to iMessage 18 or whatever.
I did. That's the problem. I did.
The update is a mistake?
No, they had a bug fix over the weekends, which helped a lot of things out. Have you updated yet?
No. Not manually. Not by my own choosing. Okay. Sometimes it'll just do
it'll
it
just
for
do
me.
It on its own, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that.
I still have the new iPhone sitting somewhere in the house.
Oh, you bought a new one?
I had to do it like before the upgrade expired. So I got the phone, but I'm fine. I don't care how old my phone
is. The 12, 13?
I don't know. As long as it works, man. As long as it works. Last night, Monday Night Football. How are we feeling about the Saints now?
Chiefs in a power pistol look here. They will shift to Kelce. Kelce's in a wildcat position. And to give it off to Worthy on the right side. Worthy sneaks into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, on an RPO handoff from Travis Kelce.
Last night, without a bunch of their weapons, Kansas City actually with one of their more impressive wins of the year, 26-13 over the Saints. Saints lose Derek Carr to injury. Chiafalo, let's start with you. In thinking back to that Cowboy game and judging what New Orleans is now with your Saints shirt, your Saints colors that you have on.
Yeah,
today.
How about that, dude? Yeah. I was scrambling this morning trying to find a shirt. I am a little bit surprised with just the precipitous fall. They came out of the gate so hot offensively, putting up big time points. But that was also catching the Cowboys when their defense was at its worst.
Was?
It may still get back to that point, but a couple of get right games versus the Giants and then of course with what went down in Pittsburgh. But yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with their center. I know it's like one player on their offensive line, but as soon as he went down in that Eagles game, they haven't looked the same at all. And then they've got a couple other offensive line injuries. But this is Derek Carr as well. This is kind of what you get. We have to remember that.
Yeah, I mean, look, losing a center can be big for depending on the team. I mean, the Eagles with their tush push is just not the same as it was with Kelce. But they scored 47 and 44 in the first 2 weeks. They've combined for 49 in the last three games.
And they lost three in a row.
Yeah, they lost all three. 12 points, 24 points, 13 points.
And Bobby,
they haven't looked particularly great in any of them.
And Bobby is here to pick his first fight, possibly with Choppy, with your usual takedown of the Kansas City Chiefs and how they looked undefeated.
Yeah, what great fortune for the Chiefs to be able to catch this version of the New Orleans Saints, as Patrick Mahomes now just crushing it as a plus 300 NFL MVP favorite with a 1-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio through 5 weeks. He just looks fantastic. This is what happens when Patrick Mahomes just needles his own receiver, takes him out when the justice system couldn't, takes out his receiver, and then Travis Kelce has to get taken down by Taylor Swift. Before this is what it ends up looking like. This is what the Chiefs end up looking like. This is a vulnerable Chiefs team. I don't care that they're 5-0. This is not the same team. They've just had the good fortune of
they've been vulnerable every year. No, we're having this conversation. You act like this is new.
This is not the same.
You said the same thing last year.
No, it's not.
This is a dishonest argument by him.
Wait till we talk about the SEC.
He's a relatively analytics guy. Relative. He would never, ever bring up touchdown to interception ratio. That is, I mean, mm-hmm. Dan Orlovsky isn't even dumb enough to bring up a touchdown interception.
That's a basic B point.
It's a basic
B point. Belt point.
No, no. Hold on.
You know, you and I, we need to go outside and touch grass. Okay.
Here's the thing. Touchdown interception ratio is like in a vacuum. But there are some numbers that when you get so basic that when you get down to them, the fact that Patrick Mahomes is way below career averages in terms of passing yards per game, way below career averages in terms of touchdowns, way above in his interceptions, way below in his QBR. Like, all of these things cumulatively matter as Mahomes is not playing as well.
Look, his counting numbers, right, Choppy?
His counting numbers don't matter. Yeah, the CPOE is bad. His QBR is not great. Was it 55 or something like that? His adjusted net yards per attempt is not very good.
So all we agree. Those, you just don't like the stat I used.
Right, because the stat you used has no purpose.
So what are you saying? All this feels like it's setting up for a hot take.
What this is setting up for is, like, right now the Chiefs is an undefeated team, or like when the Steelers were undefeated in the COVID year.
Oh, God.
Man.
God, they went like 11-0 that year. It was like the worst 11-0 team of all time.
Until this team.
And now you're putting the Chiefs in that same category?
I mean, they scored 26. I mean, that's like, that would put them in the top 7 in points per game if that was just...
What do you think, Eric? Do you think that, you know, the Chiefs are very, very gettable, or this is the same as I feel like they've been doing over the past few years?
Yes, I'm done doubting Mahomes and Andy Reid, especially when it counts. This is really the time of year when they kind of just mess around and fiddle fart and don't really care. At least that was the case last year, and then when they kind of flipped the switch in the postseason. But this is Mahomes without his starting running back, without his two top receivers, and he's throwing to Juju Smith-Schuster, who's not good enough to be a New England Patriot. And he's like, no, that's fine. Just give him to me, and we'll go 130 yards for him. We'll get him a touchdown, and we'll win going away versus a team that we thought was good, at least to start the season.
They're 3 points per game lower through the first 5 weeks than their offense was last year when we were all saying it was the same. They're not the same. No, they're bad this year.
I actually went and did the same exact homework, and I knew that you would twist things.
it's not so twisting.
Props to you. Last year, their first 5 games, they lost by 1. They won by 8. The big asterisk in here is winning by 31, and then they won by 3, and they won by 7. So 8-3-7 were their difference in win totals last year.
And now 10 of their last 11 wins, I think, are by 7 or less. No, now it's 10 of 12, so by 7 or less.
Yeah, so that's a different, like, question defensively. But I'm saying offensively, like, that's a different team right now.
You have to put your apartment on the line, and the team that's going to come out of the AFC would be who today?
Right now, the way they're playing, Baltimore.
Okay. Look at this. Look at this. Baltimore.
Is guy Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson would be the MVP. Yeah.
What a corner. Just like Peyton has something going on. He got something going on, too.
Yeah, he does.
He's feisty. Corner. He's just wanting to fight and pick stuff.
The Baltimore is like the one team that can't beat Kansas City. Like, they can't.
Or win in the playoffs. Yeah, he's got something going on.
I think waking at some point.
I think waking up on time for him this many days in a row is scrambling your brain.
He's short circuiting.
I got the text again this morning waking me up.
For me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I said my alarm typically goes off at 5. So at 4:58 when you're followed up, like, are you up?
That's fine. If you don't answer me back by like 5:02, 5:03, then that's when the phone call is going to. I have to text him every day now.
I thought about it. I was on the way, and I was like, maybe I should give Bob a ring here. Make sure I don't show him up as the guest and get here and he doesn't.
And then I will call your wife at like 5:05.
One of these mornings, I'm going to have to tell her, turn your ringer off, because I'm going to wake up and just not reply to his text. And then I'm going to text at 5:59 and go, OS, I'm late. And then I'm just going to be here just to make y'all.
What a fun prank that would be. Baseball playoffs last night.
In comes the pitch. First pitch fastball, drop ball whip. He's going to go to first. Out at first. Game over. Royals win it. And get the series even. Guys congratulating one another. And final score. 4-2, Royals over New York.
And there's George Brett in the stands. He's jumping and hollering as the Royals take a 4-1 lead.
Things get tied up last night. Kansas City doubles up the Yankees in New York 4-2. Detroit wins in Cleveland 3-0.
Every series is tied at 1.
Big difference from the first round.
Yes, but this is for the first time ever that all 4 division series are tied at 1.
What?
First time ever. Because they've only had the division series for 25-ish, 28 years. 95, I think, was the first year. So the first time ever that all 4 are tied at 1 game apiece. So it's gonna be interesting. Plus, Bobby Witt has done nothing. He was 0-for-5 last night. He hasn't had a hit in this series. And they're tied at 1. You would not have expected that. You would not have expected them to be tied at 1 when Witt is still looking for his first hit. And Witt, Betts, and Judge have been awful so far in the playoffs altogether. I think Betts is in like an 0-for-24, and Judge is in like a 2-for-25 or something like that. Just strike it out like crazy. Then Witt, like 0-for-10 so far.
And Detroit keeping it going.
And I was rooting against. The middle of this game happened, and the Cleveland manager vote decided that he had to manage. He had to earn his paycheck. Matthew Boyd wasn't good enough. That's 4 2/3 innings at 72 pitches. You got to take him out. Guy's shoving like crazy. Hadn't allowed anything. It's a scoreless game. You take him out.
Shoving?
Shoving.
Is that the new dealing?
I don't know.
Have you heard shoving?
Yeah.
You have?
I have with the kids, man.
I don't know how new it is.
This guy shoves.
Yeah, he shoves.
Kamar Rocker.
Yeah.
He shoves.
He shoves.
It's quite an accusation.
But he was out there, I mean, just absolutely dealing. And, I mean, what it does is it just extends your bullpen. So they bring Class A out in the eighth when it's a tie game, scoreless. He gets all amped up. He gets out of the inning for four outs, goes back, sits down, and now he has to come back out in the ninth, and then bam, three runs. And Cleveland winds up losing.
I was just honestly surprised the Royals didn't score as much as the Chiefs did last night. I was expecting that with their offenses being the way that they are. But you know what? Maybe this is the issue, is that Kansas City is to blame the city for these offenses playing so poorly.
Make him punish him where it will hurt and make a financial bet with him.
About the Chiefs winning.
About the Chiefs getting there, or AFC. How much you can argue him down. Even AFC title.
I would never make a bet involving finances with the NFL. Okay. I would never do that.
We'll figure out something else.
By the way, I figured out who your Royals impression reminds me of. It sounds like your Mosley impression if you'd been smoking Marlboro Reds for like 30 years.
How long is this Dallas Cowboy out? And this former head coach is giving them props. Inside the Star with a Tolo Tuesday with special co-host Eric Tiafalo next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sean Sharif joined by RJ Choppy, Eric Chiafalo this morning from the G-Bag Nation, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Pepe back from a day off at the State Fair. We will review and recap that as well. But Bob, yesterday we were waiting for the medical update on Marshawn Nealon. How good or bad is it?
Yeah, it is not great. It's better than it could have been, but it's not a torn ACL like they were worried about. You could tell they were trying to do different tests on him, and like while he was on the field, you could tell it looked like one of the ACL tests. But he does have a partially torn lateral meniscus, and he will be out for the next several weeks. So probably going to be without him for 6-8 weeks, something like that. And that's tough because he'd been playing pretty solid. He hadn't been like a big time game wrecker, but he had been a decent like baseline defensive end for them.
So line it up front against the Lions on Sunday. D-line.
Yeah, Chauncey Golston, Mozzie Smith, Osa, Eric Abagu, I don't know, Tyrus Wheat.
I think
Eric is going to be playing.
You don't think we must protect this house?
I don't think Mr. Under Armour is going to be
Tyrus
here.
Tyrus Wheat,
hey,
then.
We'll take him.
Or Carl Lawson. Tyrus Wheat or Carl Lawson, I would guess. Wheat was actually solid. And so,
what did Mozzie do? What about the Mozzie follow up
in the game? He was
in his storage locker.
No, he was not great.
No,
no. Okay. I mean, it wasn't as bad as it's been at other times, but he was getting worked a little bit at times by Suamalu, and so it wasn't great for him.
Post Hut Clarity, where Bobby reviews the film at 7:20 this morning. Chiafalo, you worked the game. Did you have a different feeling about that win than you did the Giants win the previous week? Were you like, this is much more impressive? I feel differently about this football team versus the Giant game.
I think the only difference really is just I was impressed with sort of the ability not to fold. They had every reason to sort of throw in the towel, tons of adversity, shooting themselves in the foot. They cranked up the difficulty on themselves, but they still fought for their coach, who's in his lame duck year. And again, guys are falling down left and right, dudes stepping up. So I thought it was a good character win, but it doesn't really change the perspective on where you think they can go this year.
Agreed. I can't believe when RJ Choppy sent this last night, Rex Ryan.
Oh, man.
The one who hates the mutual hatred, it sounds like, between the Ryans and the Zimmer family. Mike Zimmer, the target of Rex in months past, saying, I'd be the defensive coordinator there if Jerry Jones wasn't too cheap. Rex giving some credit to a Mike Zimmer D.
Dallas beat the hell out of them. And I know nobody's going to say that. No, they did. And nobody's been more critical of their defense than me.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually had a plan. Like, it was crazy. And without your two really good pass rushers, they had a great plan. Mike Zimmer, I got to give him credit. All right, especially containing the quarterback as well as stopping the run. Like, I thought Pittsburgh was going to run the ball down their throat. Never happened. And so you got to give them credit. I think that was the most impressive thing. And then offensively as well, that this team, man, I mean, they had 2-to-1 yardage advantage.
Mm-hmm.
They put up 100 extra yards over anybody that Pittsburgh's played this year. So to me, I thought they beat the hell out of them. Now, it doesn't help when you turn the ball over 3 times. Mm-hmm. And that's why this was a game.
That last part was the one. I mean, there's 2 things. Obviously, Rex. There's obviously a little rivalry between him and Zim, obviously. But the fact that he was like, hey, they actually had a plan. Like, what a little backhanded compliment. No, they actually had a plan today.
Yeah.
But I did not realize the Cowboys had 100 more yards against the Steelers offensively than any of their other opponents had all year. It wasn't quite 100. It was, you know, 440. They had 445. Indy had 358. So almost 100, 97 or whatever it is. That does speak to the fact that the Cowboys did move the ball quite well. And they did shoot themselves in the foot a few times in the red zone.
I think Rex Ryan is a little bit jealous of the riz of Mike Zimmer. He's got the Australian Maxim model girlfriend. Rex Ryan's looking at that and like, are you kidding me? He's got a bone to pick with him.
His feet don't age the way.
He's lashing out because of it.
I think that's it. I think he's frustrated that Zimmer could convince just about anyone to take their shoes off, and Rex has trouble with that.
If you could go back and make that hire, we had a battle on the morning show over that, Eric. Ooh. Rex or Zim?
Wow.
Who did you want at the time?
I think I wanted Zimmer at the time. And
take the beach out of it.
Yeah, that's true. The Oxnard moment with him definitely sold me forever. That was the highlight of the trip, probably.
Isn't it amazing how biased you can become off of like the smallest thing?
Absolutely.
Yes. We're sitting down, one glass of red wine, and it's like,
He's amazing. Well, what do you think an hour with Rex on the beach would have been like?
Oh.
I mean,
feet in the sand, yeah. and then my mouth.
I want an extension. I want an extension for McCarthy after last Friday. He was so jovial. So
that's
That's the way you can move it.
You guys sounded like potential friends in the making there.
I know. He said Bobby's name.
I know.
He's like, yeah, Bobby.
References question. Yeah. I was like, wow.
He did sound disgusted, Bobby, though, when he found out you were like in their team hotel.
Dude, oh, well. He's like,
we didn't enact a restraining order on that or the ban. All right, so we're trying to keep an eye out. Normally, it's former Cowboys that we're looking at to see how bitter we're going to be or how right we feel with the transactions of the offseason. But now we're doing it with trade targets. And Choppy, you were keeping an eye on Carolina and their backfield for a running back that you mentioned last week.
Chuba Hubbard. So I talked about him, you know, maybe the trade for him. Obviously need a running back. What did he do? He went for 97 and a touchdown this past weekend in a game they lost by 26. And he only had 13 carries. So 13 carries to get 97 yards. And his long was 38, which means if you take that long one out, he was still 12 carries for 59, which is 4.9 to carry, almost 5. Like, you know, I don't know what they're going to give him up for. I assume they're going to trade him. A team like Carolina doesn't need a running back. It's like 110, it's like the White Sox having a closer.
Yeah.
You don't need that, right? You don't need a closer when you're going to lose 120 games. You don't need a good running back when you're going to lose 15 or 13 or whatever.
It was amazing, too, to hear Canales afterwards, their head coach. He's like, yeah, we got Andy Dalton out of there. We didn't want to get him hurt. Well, who did they throw in?
Price, yeah.
Their number one pick.
You wanted to get him hurt.
In his second year, like, no, we had to save Andy. Yeah. We had to get him out of there, throwing in the goods of the number one pick. So there's a Chuba monitoring situation. And, Bobby, you're doing it for a wide receiver.
Yeah, so Romeo Doubs was suspended by the Green Bay Packers after he basically just said, hey, yeah, I'm sitting out practice. I can't possibly be
no
expected
call,
to
no
practice.
Show, bro.
Yeah, just... I mean, absolutely blew them off last week because he's unhappy with his role in the Packers offense. So he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. Now, Packers have been known to run into some tension with players before and get over it and move on and move forward. They did it with Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years. But if this lingers and they feel like this is kind of not going to be, we're not going to be able to salvage this one, Doubs is the kind of player that instead of Davante Adams, Romeo Doubs is the type of player I would go after. Because that's somebody who's in his third year now. You'd be able to have him here for a while.
No.
He shouldn't break the bank. And he's somebody that I would think they could have as a long-term investment. So Doubs is a guy who you'd have to do your homework on and make sure that he's not going to be a culture problem past just getting his touches, like what he's frustrated with in Green Bay right now. But if you could feel confident in that, then that's somebody that you should trade for.
They're the fantasy football team that's got 11 wide receivers that you trade for to get a running back. That's my team.
And I was about to bring that up and be like, wait a second. Someone in the Green Bay room is like throwing a fit?
Yeah.
Someone in the Green Bay room is being the wide receiver diva here? Who is the one or the three or the four or the five? Eric, you guys had any trade fund talk? Any targets on the G-Bag Nation? And where did y'all stand going around the room with Devontae?
You know, I think for the most part, we were all relatively out on the idea of Devontae just because of the price tag and everything. And at least from my perspective, this Cowboys team is not one player away from, like, Devontae Adams changes what for you? You become a lock for the playoffs now, which right now is just up in the air. I think that's really the best it can do for you. So, and with that price tag, there was really no chance that the Cowboys were going to get involved in that.
Did you guys throw out any other names? Has Broadus been scouting?
Yeah, he's been doing a little bit of scouting. We talked about, I mean, I think most of it has been what are some, like, are the Chiefs going to try and trade for Amari Cooper? I think Deontay Johnson.
Oh, you guys are scouting the rest of the NFL, not the Cowboys making a move.
I'm like looking at the Cowboys making a move. It's like, I don't know. I think Walchuk is the one who would like to see a move get done, especially an edge rusher at this point with all the guys that have fallen down. Walchuk's trying to get Hassan Reddick here. You know, he's trying to get one of these guys. But even that, it's like, what does that really do for you? I'm not trying to trade draft picks right now so we can get a veteran to come in here and we still probably miss the playoffs.
I mean, you trade for Reddick, he's just going to look good on the practice field. He won't play.
Did Walchuk try to trade Dak for Stafford or anything yet? Does he think that's going to solve every problem?
he knows the Rams aren't dumb enough to do that.
And did Devontae, is this a weekly with Kay Adams that got canceled?
It got canceled. Now, here's the only thing. The way Kay Adams tweeted it was like, ooh, maybe some movement. Our buddy Devontae's a little busy tomorrow. Wide-eyed emoji. But, I mean, I would guess it's more just like, I don't want to talk right now, more than, like, something's going to change. Like, it seems like she was trying to pump it up a little bit. But, yeah, he's been on weekly with her pretty much all season. And so she was supposed to be on again this week, and he's canceled it. I don't know that that's as indicative of, like, Jerry when he cancels something when they're in the middle of it. But
the good news for the trade is that the two teams that are most likely linked to him, Jets and Saints, appear pretty desperate right now.
Yeah, if Devontae doesn't want to make another stupid quarterback decision like he did going to Vegas, you want to run over there to Aaron? You want to run over there to Rodgers?
That's a nightmare right now. Like, he looks old. They look like they don't know what the hell's going on. And they've got decent, receivers already, or a really, really top flight one. And they got, you know, obviously good running back.
Who's had problems getting the ball himself. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Devontae is like, no, we'll just recreate the magic. If I go over there, I can save it.
That was the, I can't remember if I mentioned this yesterday. With his 22 targets, Garrett Wilson, he had 101 yards. It's the third lowest all time. The lowest all time for somebody with 20 targets or more a game. The lowest all time is Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers. He had 20 targets and 79 yards in a game. So it seems like Aaron Rodgers is the problem. Big overrated quarterback, you know?
It's ugly there in Vegas. Antonio Pierce liking, unliking Instagram posts saying, I don't know, you got to ask Devontae that status quo. I don't know. What?
I just love how much Antonio Pierce has gone from at the end of last year, like, big culture guy. Yeah. This dude is the next Dan Campbell to doing stuff like, I'm going to like posts petty like so that people will see this. And
how many coaches are on Instagram?
Thank you. I have a hard, fast rule here in the hiring process. Let me see your phone. Do you have the Instagram app on it? Okay. If you do, don't thanks for your time. Why is an NFL coach even have Instagram?
I'm going to try to defend Sean McDermott. I'm going to try to, after what happened this past week.
The 9/11 stuff?
And are you cool with the grunts and groans of Tom Brady? Oh. Cover your girl's ears around the NFL next on Sean and RJ. And speaking of G-Bag appearances, this morning from 9 to 11, it is Flagtober with Eric Chiafalo at Lowe's 30 and Cockrell Hill in Dallas. Pick up the one-of-a-kind Whataburger-themed G-Bag flag with Chiafalo, and that's why he is in with us this morning live for a Tolo Tuesday on DFW Sports Station. Was the wake-up call a little bit different being here at 6 versus 5:30?
Oh, my gosh. What a difference that makes. Yes, dude. I mean, it's 30 minutes, but at that time of day, it might as well be 3 hours.
See, they always tell me, like, does 6 really make that much of a difference compared to 5:30? I'm like, yeah. And wait till you guys try 6:10. It's even better.
Yeah, you blink it, it's 6:40.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, let's go around the rest of the National Football League since yesterday was all about Cowboys and Steelers. The number one topic, I think, would probably be what happened between the Bills and the Texans, not just Stephon Diggs and the all-time side eye he gave Josh Allen, but the game management of Sean McDermott. All right, Chop,
yep.
Going to need your help here
all right.
to try to be choppy. I'm going to try to take the opposite path. I'm not totally defending him. I'm just seeing how far I can get.
Counterintuitive.
Counterintuitive. Before you all shut me down. This is Buffalo backed up in their own end zone, up 3. No, it was game tied, right?
Game tied at 20.
Yep.
Game tied at 20. The Texans had 3 timeouts. There was 32 seconds left. And this is Scott Hansen. So you're going to hear the regular play-by-play. If you have Red Zone, you know Scott Hansen is in the background in the studio, and he starts losing his mind over what Buffalo is doing, just airing out the throws.
A win for the home team in the pocket. Duval. What are they doing? Just throwing the ball up here.
Collins, the intended target.
That is wild, ladies and gentlemen. Two dangerous throws from his own end zone for Josh Allen. And I'll tell you what, Sean McDermott's got to be saying the same thing. I mean, okay, aggressive is aggressive, but there's only 20 seconds left to go in regulation, and then we head to overtime, and there's 95 yards in front of us here.
The two throws were kind of wild. Now, when I was watching this play out, I was expecting to hear you or the text messages, this is what you have to do. Trust your quarterback. Go down the field. Win the game. This is the National Football League, or put the game away. That was part one. Then they drop back on third down and throw it again. They end up punting. Little short pass from the armpit. Game winner from 59. And Sean McDermott is getting absolutely destroyed. And Scott Hansen, he knew it first.
Going to throw it again from his own end zone and skip the pass. And now the Bills, this is almost like they don't know the score of the game here, ladies and gentlemen. It's tied at 20-20, and now they're going to have to punt from their own end zone after 3 incomplete passes. Only took about 9 seconds, 12 seconds off of the game clock. I am dumbfounded by these decisions here, but the Bills obviously feel convicted about what they're doing. But look where their punter is lining up, and a safety would theoretically lose the game for Buffalo.
Yeah, the punter was in Orlovsky territory there in that end zone. Now, Bobby's waiting to jump me here. I can feel it. So let's see how far into this I can get. Can I just argue with the 3 timeouts that the Texans have? I run on first down. That's what, 2 or 3 seconds off the clock. I run on second down. I get another 3 seconds off the clock. When can I pass? My point is, if usually a lot of times when you know the other team is just going to go ahead and run to try to kill time, they're not going to pick up the first down. And the time burnt by Buffalo with the 3 timeouts with Houston would have been how much different if they ran it once, twice, or 3 times? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
3 timeouts.
So
how much time would Houston, let's just assume, do me a favor, just assume Buffalo doesn't get the first down if they run the football. Mm-hmm. How much time difference would there be with the Texans getting the ball back? They also had the completion for a few yards. It was like a little short pass. So
Buffalo?
No, Houston, when they got the ball back.
Yeah, they did. It was a 5-yard pass.
It was a 5-yard pass. But they had
the timeout.
All right? They had the timeout. So I'm trying to play around with the balance of them trying to get a first down throwing with their best player and trying to end it versus just the run, punt, which gets you beat. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look, they got the ball back with 7 seconds left, Houston. Now, I don't know how that changed. I mean, like,
what would that have been a difference of with the time that Allen dropped back and threw versus handing off the football?
Have no timeouts, right? So they wouldn't have been able
to. That's what it would have been. They couldn't have thrown to the middle of the field, stopped the clock, and got a field goal.
That's the main thing. It's less about how much the Bills could run off the clock and more about just making Houston burn all their timeouts so they can't help themselves. And maybe you're able to at least get a few yards away from the goal line to make it a much cleaner punt. Yeah. So you're not punting to Robert Woods, who now has, I mean, he had a nice return. Midfield. Yeah, because when you're backed up like that, all your guys have to block a little bit longer. Your return is just going to be a little bit better there because of that.
It's the one Texans play.
It was the one Texans play, because what they would have had to do, let's say everything else is the same. So they got the punt went to the Houston 41. And then Houston returned at 13 yards. That took some time. What they would have had to do is basically just kick it as soon as they got the ball. They could have tried one pass to the outside, but like Eric said, you're getting a couple yards maybe. I mean, they may have just very well just kicked it at the 46.
Historically, the approach is the only time it's a question in this kind of a scenario is do you throw it on third down? Like, you run it twice. Like, that's usually automatic. Run the ball on first and second down in this scenario. Get off the goal line. And then on third and five or whatever that might be, then you have the option of do you run it again, make them use their last time out, or do you run a play action boot and try and get a soft toss to the tight end to kill the clock, do whatever. But the drop back and just crank it from your own three when Josh Allen has been 9 for 27 to this point. He was 9 for 27 for 130 yards. You're like, oh yeah, backed up to our own three. This is the one.
Yeah.
This is the drive where he's really gonna lock it into place.
Plus, he was also fumbling the basketball instead of the football.
After a crew discussion, the runner was out of bounds before he fumbled the basketball. The ball be placed at the 39-yard line. It is a first down.
It's almost basketball season.
Tried to justify.
So that was on CBS. So McDermott is getting justifiably annihilated and destroyed for the game management. That has to make you feel a little bit better when we look at the Cowboys and the Mike McCarthy stuff that happens.
I mean, the good thing is if they were playing the Cowboys, like, they would have been in a better position because the Cowboys wouldn't have had any timeouts getting that late because McCarthy would have challenged twice on something like, I think he was a half yard further ahead.
The Stephon Diggs social media story that blew up yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
Would you be referring to the Stephon Diggs Cardi B situation? And that is this. So DJ Academics, who evidently is very well known. I don't know much about him.
He sucks.
Who is he?
He's just this, like, he's been on, he's the one who was in the interview with Joe Budden when they were doing, who was it, Migos. And they walked off and they had that big, like, stare off at the Vibe Awards. That was him.
So he says that Diggs is the main reason that Cardi B and Offset broke up. She was 8 months pregnant and she was texting in another way.
Because the story was always that he was always just cheating on her. She was the victim.
Yeah, that was always the story. And
apparently
I flipped the script. But like this, she was 8 months pregnant at the time. And apparently...
But did she reciprocate? Because I think this guy said they never slept together.
They never slept together, according to the DJ. But she was texting. There were some photos that were shared back and forth.
Here's my belly. 8 months pregnant. My feet are swollen and I got my hormone issues. See, Father, where do you stand on the pregnancy attraction? Jesse Holly, all-time legend around here.
Yes.
That was his thing.
He's synonymous for it. Like, that's exactly what I thought about.
He's
I'm thinking.
What?
He's synonymous with...
I thought you said he's anonymous. Diggs. Who's he up in? Whose message is he up in, anonymous?
There was...
I saw a belly.
I enjoyed it. You know, it was cool. But I wouldn't want to sign up for it forever. You know, I was excited when that baby got out of that belly.
Except when the milk came along. We've already heard you tell that story.
Well, that's true. You do miss that from time
to time. Anyone else? That kind of their fate?
Doesn't do anything for me.
It doesn't bug me. I mean, there's trade-offs. The hormones are very intense around that time.
By month eight, I'm surprised she had any desire to text with anybody and she wasn't just yelling and throwing things.
It's just a miserable existence.
Is that my only experience?
The pregnancy thing, I mean, that's his house in there. I don't want to invade somebody else's home.
Yeah.
At that point. But Stephon Diggs, they say, this DJ was like, he's up in all kinds of rappers' girls.
Two others.
Like, he is any port in the storm kind of guy, which I can appreciate. I can appreciate. You're a single man, whatever. You know, knock yourself out.
Shoot or shoot.
But this Literally. Brings us back.
Get shot.
This brings us back to the Viking clip. So this is all time. They were doing a going through the locker room asking all the players, who was the guy that you don't want to be around your sister?
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
What the hell?
Diggs.
Why Diggs?
Man,
No. We're going to leave it like that. No.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
Oh, Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
He's crazy. He's just outrageous. Don't know what he's going to say. Just don't know what to expect every day. So he couldn't date my sister.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
Least like to date my sister? Diggs. 100%.
Why Diggs?
Because he's not a guy that you want to bring home to your parents. Like, you don't want your sister to bring him home to your parents, so therefore she can't date him.
Dang!
So
he's grimy. Yeah. So he's grimy.
The crap that those guys have seen, I can't even imagine.
So who is the guy on this team that you would least like to date your sister?
The Dallas Cowboys?
No, this team. This fan
I'm
team.
I'm not answering that.
On the whole station?
I'm not answering that.
Mm. I'm going to be thinking through that one, though, Bob.
Mike Bassett.
Tom is sure. Thinking through if he wants to say it.
Bassett? Why Bassett?
He's crazy, man. He really is. He's super crazy.
He's in therapy every Wednesday. Seems like he'll try to work through it.
He needs Monday through Friday sometimes.
Yeah, but Peyton in this scenario would want his nieces and nephews to have eyebrows, I think is probably the By the way, Dawson and Broadus have lost their eyebrows over the last 2 weeks in Fan Survivor, G-Bag Survivor.
How weird does it look?
It is amazing, dude. I'll tell you what, they're hiding in plain sight.
Are they going to go back? Are they just like Art the Clown for the rest of their lives?
You're starting to see a little bit of the stubble, a little 5 o'clock shadow coming in on the eyebrows
I thought you guys had like retired that craziness.
We wanted to, man.
And the ratings dipped. the numbers drop. Tia Fowler's like, bonus, hot tub. I'll pee myself.
I'll pee in my pants.
I'll pee my pants. Whatever there it is. Takes, whatever man. It takes. There you go. All right, a little around the NFL, but I've been waiting for this since yesterday. The college football fight that has been simmering for 24 hours. That's next with RJ Choppy's college football kegger. Don't forget Jerry Jones live at 8:30 this morning as well. It's all coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.